The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL FM 97.9 and chapelboro.com. Visiting today with a regular guest on the Art Spot, Beverly Biggs. Welcome back, Beverly.
Thank you so much, Art. Great to be here.
Beverly's with us today for Baroque and Beyond, which is presenting the Zephyr Concert as part of the larger Hip Festival on Sunday. This Sunday, January 26th at 3 p.m. at the Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street. Now, Beverly left here and went out to the West Coast and did a lot of great work out on the West Coast, and out there got much more involved with the Baroque repertoire for wind instruments than she had been when she was here in the Carolinas, and came back home and worked last year with a lot of great string players on last year's Baroque and Beyond concert. And this year, by gosh, she's going after those wind instruments.
You could not be more right about that, Art. Baroque and Beyond actually has been going for several seasons, three concerts a year, and this January concert is one that is now part of a cluster, the HIP Festival, Historically Informed Performance Practices of Baroque Music. So it is such an amazing opportunity to showcase and highlight our wonderful wind players. So this is Baroque flute players, Baroque oboists, recorder players, and we don't have a Baroque bassoon right here in the Triangle, but we're bringing one from Boston, and I'm so excited about this group.
Indeed, and then beyond all those wonderful wind players, we'll have yourself on harpsichord and a couple of cellists.
That's right. You did when you look at a program of Baroque music, you often see some description of the instruments that will carry the melody lines, and then you might see either basso continuo or just the word continuo, or small b, small c, period, which stands for basso continuo. And what this means is that it will be a bass-pitched instrument. It can be a bassoon, it can be a cello, could be a viola da gamba, and then usually a keyboard instrument, harpsichord, of course, being the most common. For sacred works, it might be a little portative organ. For works that involve vocalist, particularly early in the Baroque period, maybe lute or theorbo, which is the lute with the impossibly long neck. But this cluster of instruments makes up the continuo. And for this concert, we've got two Baroque cellists and harpsichord.
Now, many of the musicians you've been able to assemble for this program on Sunday afternoon are from North Carolina. But like you mentioned earlier, you've also reached out of state a bit. Please tell us about these fantastic local and national musicians you've assembled.
Well, where to start? Let's start with the recorders, because they're the instruments with the highest pitch. Jennifer Streeter lives in Cary, and she is both a recorder player and a harpsichordist. She's playing recorder on this concert. And playing with her is Frances Blaker, who is from California. Frances has a sister who lives in North Carolina, and so Frances is probably in North Carolina almost as much as she's in other parts of the country. In the flute department, we've got Rebecca Troxler, who's right here in the Triangle, Nancy Schneelock Bingham, who teaches at App State up in the mountains, and she plays down here a little bit, Tom Moore, who until just 3 months ago was living in Durham, and he's now moved to Miami for a job, but he's coming back for this concert because he'd already said yes and very excited about it, and John O'Brien. These are the traverso players, the last ones I've mentioned. John O'Brien, who lives in Greenville, and he also plays multiple instruments, one of which is the Baroque flute. So four Baroque flutists, Rebecca Troxler, Nancy Schneelock Bingham, Tom Moore, and John O'Brien. That's a big cluster. And before I go on and talk about the others, we're playing one piece by a French composer, Bois Mortier, who wrote especially well for flutes. And this one piece is for all four of the flutes and the continuo band. And it's just really just superb French music. And then we've got three Baroque oboists. Both Will Tower and Alicia Chapman are from North Carolina. And Aaron Reichelt is coming from New York City. And then, as I mentioned, the Baroque bassoonist Sally Merriman is coming from Boston. And both of the Baroque cellists, Barbara Crumdeek from Davidson and Chris Nunnally from Greenville, are right here in North Carolina. So I get to play with them a little more often, and it's really fun. And then I round out the ensemble.
That's a lovely ensemble and drawn from so many different places. I guess that's the advantage of a network like folks who are dedicated to Baroque music and to historically correct performances thereof. Even though you might be from California, you know people from Boston, you know people from Chapel Hill.
That cannot be more true. And when I moved back home to North Carolina, one of the things I looked at were the various cities I could live in, because I love them and have friends in several. You know, Wilmington, wonderful cousins there, and Asheville, I love the mountains, I like to backpack. Charlotte, a really exciting cityscape, but it's right here in the Triangle, curiously, that is the highest critical mass of people who specialize in this music and these instruments.
Wow. Do you have a theory about why that's the case, Beverly?
It would certainly be no more than a theory, but I think without question, what's going on at Duke and Carolina. Duke Performances, Carolina Performing Arts, the faculties, the music schools at both of those institutions are very strong. And so, you know, perhaps there's a nucleus of musical activity to begin with that is very helpful. Also, UNC Greensboro has a very, very strong music program, including people on the faculty who specialize in period instruments. So between the triangle and the triad, and the more people you have, the more this becomes an ideal place for people who are interested in moving to North Carolina to settle, which is how Will Tower happened to come. He used to live in Boston, and he picked out the triangle because it was clear that there was a nucleus. And I came for the same reason. So
indeed, those are very important points. Now, I think your theory has a lot of validity to it. I mean, my greatest exposure to Baroque music and to the harpsichord was as a UNC student when we had a professor, Dr. Kramer, who loved the harpsichord and found by teaching a course in it, he'd have free labor to build the kit harpsichord he was ordering for the department.
He wasn't born yesterday.
Indeed, he wasn't. Well, we're visiting today with Beverly Biggs from Baroque and Beyond. Their January 26th concert on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Chapel of the Cross. Zephyr focusing on Baroque winds, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot, visiting today with Beverly Biggs of Baroque and Beyond, whose Zephyr concert is Sunday, January 26th at 3 p.m. at Chapel of the Cross. And for folks who want more information about the concert, Beverly?
I would recommend going to Baroque and Beyond's website, which is Baroque Beyond, all run together, .org.
And Baroque, for those who spell as well as I do, is Baroque.
Correct.
And, of course, there are a number of ensembles who make puns about the economics of being a musician, using that term, and that'll probably never stop. But we talk so much about the wonderful ensemble you've assembled really nationally with a strong core of North Carolina players. But we need to talk more about the music that audiences will enjoy on Sunday at 3.
One of the hidden gems in terms of composers that musicians, Baroque musicians, adore and audiences come to love is Georg Philipp Telemann. He was possibly the most prolific composer of the era. I think there are speculations that his works number, 12,000 or more. Just the task of cataloging them is extraordinary, and you wonder if he ever ate or slept, if he really wrote that many compositions. But the amazing thing about Telemann's music, as you begin to get to know it, is how much variety there is. I've done programs entirely of Telemann, and no two pieces on the concert are alike. Yeah. And so two of the pieces that we're doing for this Zephyr concert are by Telemann. One is Call Concerto, but it's the sextet, and it's for two recorders, two flutes, two oboes, and basso continuo, as we talked about earlier. And the other is a quartet for solo recorder and two flutes and basso continuo. And they're quite different, these two pieces.
Indeed. I recall when our local NPR station was a classically formatted station in its first couple of decades. I believe Telemann got played more than any other composer, and that variety was exactly why, because with the volume of thousands of pieces of many different varieties, you could find a Telemann piece that would fit the remaining time in the hour for almost any need and any style.
And any instrumental combination you had. From one to many. That's precisely right. And one of the interesting things is I could probably put on the Baroque and Beyond series, three concerts a year, I could probably put a totally Telemann concert on every year and go for years and never repeat. And my core of musicians would be ecstatic because they're always asking me, please, can't we do more Telemann?
Indeed. Well, from the underappreciated Telemann, you also have one of the most popular composers of the era in Vivaldi.
Not only one of the most popular composers, but one of the most popular pieces. The Folia Variations, I think in the time the Folia theme must have been familiar to listeners of the day, the way Happy Birthday would be to us, or Jingle Bells, something that virtually everyone in the culture knows. And so Vivaldi is one of many, many composers who wrote variations on La Folia. Now, this particular set is from his Sonata Opus 1, number 12. So there are 12 sonatas that are written for featuring solo violin with basso continuo, and it is a real showpiece. A serious showpiece for both for the continuo players and for the violin players. Now, as you look at the music, you realize it is idiomatic enough for violin, but it would be equally splendid, this movement particularly, for flutes or for recorders or for oboes. And so when I was looking for something rousing to conclude this program, the Folia Variations suggested themselves. And our oboist, one of our three oboists, Will Tower, is a gifted arranger. And so I commissioned Will to do an arrangement for our combination so that everybody gets a chance to shine.
Excellent.
In this. And then, of course, we all come together at the end in one great, huge swirl of sound. I sincerely hope we can bring people to their feet at the end with this, because it's a wonderful piece of music.
That's exciting just to hear about. And then the other pieces on the show.
The remaining two could not be more different in character. First of all, as we mentioned in the first segment, the Bois Mortier piece is called a concerto for five voices, and the top four will be Baroque flutes. Now, the Baroque flute, for those who have not heard it before, has a tone quality that is very woody, is the best way I know. It is a wooden instrument, and so it has this sort of woo, nice woo sound to it. And if you can imagine what that would sound like in a musical composition with four of them, it's just a special character that you don't get with other instruments, not even with recorders. And then the continuo will be made up of bassoon, Baroque bassoon, which of course is the wind sound as well, and harpsichord. So this concerto for five voices by Bois Mortier is a three-movement work right in the middle of the first half of the program. Then just before intermission is a dramatic, dramatic contrast with a work by Zelenka. And this one is a sizzler, I got to tell you. It's for two oboes and bassoon, all in a solo role, and then cello and harpsichord make up the continuo. So we're making up we're constituting the filler, and meanwhile we have these three wind players just going to town. You know, it's the sort of work that probably you want to work on for a year or at least 6 months or something like that before you make a decision to play it in public, because it really moves, it's really exciting, and you've got to figure out ahead of time, where are you going to breathe? Hopefully somewhere.
Wow, that's thrilling. And Zelenka's music I don't know as well as the others, but that sounds like a spectacular piece with the soloist getting to solo against the continuum. What a marvelous selection. And perhaps in the last segment today we'll get into how you came to choose those pieces. But this is a beautiful, moving program that looks like it'll have folks on their feet before intermission and at the close of the program as well.
Every once in a while it happens, and it's certainly thrilling when it does.
And that is Zephyr by Baroque and Beyond, 3 p.m. Sunday, January 26th at Chapel of the Cross, baroqueandbeyond.org. For more info, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Art Spot. Visiting today with Beverly Biggs of Baroque and Beyond. Their Zephyr concert will be on Sunday, the 26th at 3 p.m. at Chapel of the Cross in downtown Chapel Hill. Baroque and Beyond is a wonderful organization. And tell us a little more, please, about Baroque and Beyond's mission.
Well, as a harpsichordist and a forte pianist, my interests are in the early, middle, and late Baroque period. Where harpsichord would be your primary instrument. That covers about 300 years, so no shortage of music there. And then the early classic era, which would be Haydn, Mozart, early Beethoven. And so my career-long focus, art, has been in playing with musicians who play string instruments and wind instruments of that era, too. So when I moved back home to North Carolina and started the Baroque and Beyond series, it was at the invitation of the Preservation Society. And they'd done concerts for a long, long time, and they were interested in having someone carry that forward. And I had tons of ideas, and so it was a match made in heaven, because they deal in historic preservation, I deal in historic music. Three concerts a year, October, January, and March. So this is the middle of the three that we're going to hear on Sunday.
Well, it certainly is an exciting one, and we feel a definite kinship since Preservation Chapel Hill and the Art Center were formed by many of the same people back in the 70s and 80s and came from much of the same impetus. So we feel like Baroque and Beyond is at least a second cousin.
Oh, great, great. We love cousins.
But the Zephyr concert Sunday at 3 is part of a larger network of historically informed performances that came together as a festival in 2013 and continuing this year.
That's right. As we mentioned at the beginning of our discussion, there's a critical mass, I think, now of people who specialize in this music and the instruments of this time. And so last year, the HIP Festival, Historically Informed Performances, the HIP Festival was launched, and it ran for two weekends and the week in between, and was a really busy time and was very successful, and this year is even more so. 16 events altogether, starting on the 21st of January and running through the 7th of February. The Baroque and Beyond is one of those, and on our website, there's a tab at the top that says HIP Festival, and it has links to what else is going on, a list of the other organizations, a list to where you would go if you want to get a HIP Festival pass, which is the deal of the month, I've got to tell you. 16 events for $100.
Indeed. $6.25 an event's a pretty good price in this day and time. And that website again, Beverly, for Baroque and Beyond?
Baroque and Beyond, spelled out in words, .org.
And you can find a tab there to link the info about the full HIP Festival, or you can just focus in on the program we've been talking about, Baroque and Beyond Zephyr Concert, featuring Baroque winds, recorders, flutes, oboes, and bassoons with two continua cellos, and Beverly on the harpsichord, 3 p.m. this Sunday, January 26th at Chapel of the Cross in downtown Chapel Hill. Thanks so much for being with us, Beverly.
Thanks for the invitation, Art.